Put it on cruise. None of my friends are new. My homie told me these niggas fools. They think that I lost it, but that's fuel. School, put it on cruise. Got my eyes wide for them folks. Put it on cruise. Tell me they gon' slide, that's the O. Put it on cruise. I'ma get an eye to this door. I'ma put it on cruise. Put it on cruise.
Stilla Nation, what's going on? It's your man Kevez. You can follow me everywhere at Kevez, K-E-V-E-Z-E, for those who don't spell well, but you know I don't judge. Got Jersey Connect on the line.
What up, Stilla Nation?
Yo, man, tonight, the Stillers preseason kickoff against the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. You know what I mean? It's a good test. You know what I mean? You got to face the champs, you know? Damn, yo, let me not give them, make it sound like we like them. But, yo, we gonna hop right into it, man. The preseason game, or what? How you wanna do this, bro?
We can talk about what's going on and then preview the game, cause you feel me. We already know what this is. This is like a scrimmage, NFL scrimmage, basically.
Right. Right.
So yeah, it's like a game scrimmage. So right. Yeah, I still can't wait to see these guys play. These young guys, I still can't wait. I really want to see Josh Dobbs play. Want to see him play, man. I did not know this guy was a rocket scientist, literally a rocket scientist.
We cannot let this guy go.
Everybody say how smart he is. You said what?
I said we cannot let this guy go, man. But go ahead, though.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just let Andrew go, man. I think I'd rather Josh Dobbs being that bad guy, man. So for Ben or for Mason in the future.
Right.
But you never know. Dobbs might outshine Mason.
Yeah, right. We don't even know yet.
Mason might be the designated backup for all his career. You never know.
I know, man. That would be foul, though. But
I mean, if this one has to be done to make us a better team, then this one has to be done.
Oh, definitely.
I'm thinking Mason's gonna be a starter, but you never, like, the way I've heard people talk about Josh Dobbs last year, like when we got him and all that stuff, it's like, I gotta see, like, it's gotta be a reason. And the fact that this man's so smart, he's a rocket scientist. That's like a joke people make. Oh, it's not rocket science. Well, this guy does rocket science too.
You be like, it's not rocket science, and then he just pop up like, huh? What'd you say? Huh?
Yeah, you guys need to help with the rocket science?
like how you get in my house, man? But
nah, that's crazy though. But I did want to talk about this. You mentioned something to me off air that, you feel me, Ben looks like he looks like 08 Ben, whatever you say. He looks happy again.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, man. Like, it's a couple reasons. And I think Ben not being on some people's top 10 is a slap in the face.
It's a slap and spit in the face.
Slap, it's a punt, it's all that in the face. Cause just like, are you serious? He used to be everyone's top five, but the fact that he's not on a lot of people's top 10 is like, wait, what is going on in the NFL?
Right.
First of all, like, they want to blame the fact that he has AB on him. They want to blame that on Ben, like the fact, oh, AB and Malavion are so talented. It's like, first of all, he met AB.
Right.
And he wasn't no superstar that everybody knew about.
Six rounds.
Every starting receiver that Ben has ever had, he's made himself a star. He carried Hines Ward's career way longer than it should have been.
Right. Made Hines Ward into like a third tight end, damn near.
Hines Ward is scrap. People were still worried about slow Hines Ward as old as he was. Ben still made him a factor.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't get no sack on Osborne. Osborne was great. But it's just like, every receiver Ben has is he's great. So you can't blame AB on him. He made AB.
Right.
And second thing is, Todd Haley was turning Ben to something he wasn't. And the fact that didn't cause a total destruction of Ben Roethlisberger shows you how great he is.
It was getting there, man. It was getting there.
Kind of, but Ben is so good that he still managed to get success out of that. Because he was turning Ben to basically a textbook cocky quarterback.
He was turning him into Alex Smith.
And it's like, that's not who Ben is. Like, get the ball out of there fast. Ben is a make shit happen quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Like, yo, man, look, the blitz come, I'm going to do whatever. Like, he makes, put me on the run, roll up. That's what he does. Todd Haley took all of that. Todd Haley basically tried to turn Ben into something he's not completely. And Ben still made it work. And he still, like if any other person, any regular quarterback, that would have messed him up completely to the point where we probably would have traded Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, man.
Because he would have been doing so bad, because that's not his gameplay. That's not his style. But I can't wait to see him back to regular Ben this year. And then the third reason is, I'm so mad people come like this, like, yo, he still has it. Ben still obviously has it. Like, when he pulled off, the simple little things, when he pulled off that little run on that Jacksonville playoff game when he faked the pitch.
Yeah.
That was 04, 05 Ben. You get what I'm saying?
Like, that was Ben saying, the hell with this guy. I'm about to try to make something happen.
For real, yeah. It's like, I was thinking at that time, like, damn, what's he about to do? Is he about to slide by? Like, when he pulled that little trigger, I was like, yo, that was so quick thinking of him.
Yeah.
But, man, Lacey, my point is Ben
Roethlisberger
is great. I don't care what
anyone
has to say.
Yeah, man. Last year, I had to get on him crazy for the Jacksonville game based off what he was saying and, his whole mentality. Because he was kind of crushed, man. Mentally, he was crushed. The fact that Todd Haley is gone, every interview I've seen from Ben lost weight. You know what I mean? He looked younger in the face. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, Todd Haley was like a cancer to this dude. Like,
he's more happy. Like, he's happier playing football. He's just happier. You can tell.
And he's still excited. We got Joe Hayden, just like us. You know what I mean? Like, that's still yo, we really got Joe Hayden. Like,
God forbid if we were, say, trade AB or lose AB or whatever, Ben would turn Juju to a top five receiver in the league.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. Like, how could you fuck this? How is he not on your top five? Let alone not just even your top 10? Anybody that says that stupid shit is like, yo, you don't know football.
Right.
Like, you don't know. Like, you're giving these young guys are talented, don't get me wrong, but you're giving them all too much credit too fast. None of them won the Super Bowl yet.
And I seen one list, man. They had Andrew Luck over Ben. That got me mad. Like, yeah, yo, Andrew Luck, we don't even know if he can play football yet.
I seen that. There's been 300 and some days since this man took a snap with pads on in an official. It's like, are you serious? And even in the little times he did play, it's like, he's great, but he didn't prove that he's better than Ben in the time that we seen.
He only proved that he's on the rise. That's it.
Yeah, he's on the bleep. He proved that he's great. Like, yo, he proved that if I can keep my health, which he can't, obviously. I could be a factor in this league. I don't see Ben doing what he did. I don't care. Ben was going to play with whatever team.
Right.
I don't see Ben doing. Ben more motorcycle crash, broke almost every bone in his face and played. I don't understand that, yo.
Yeah, that's, I don't even want to go back to that motorcycle accident. I swear, everyone thought he died at first.
Yeah,
like,
man,
yo, he won the Super Bowl and died, yo. Like, how we gonna get through this, man? But, you know what I mean, he pulled through. He showed that he's the toughest quarterback to ever play the game. And I don't care who you ask. You know what I mean?
I don't care about Brett Favre and all that. He's done things that's like, yo, this man played with a broken nose.
A broken nose.
I heard people talking this, like, yo, if anybody who's broken their nose before knows that you can barely breathe, just standing still, you can barely breathe with a broken nose. So they're like, yo, imagine trying to play a whole football game with a broken nose. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. I've never broke my nose, but to think about that, like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. So praise all the Big Ben. You know what I mean? Like, if he get a Super Bowl this year, please come back for one more year. Get greedy, bro. Get greedy, man.
Might as well.
Get greedy.
I think this year he throws for 45 or more and shows that he still has it, hasn't lost his stuff.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't even want to say hopefully, man. I'm pretty sure we're going to see a whole new Ben this year.
I think so too, man.
But you want to talk
about the Killer Bees, man.
Oh, yeah. We might as well finish the rest of them up. Killer Bees, man. We already got Ben out the way. AB, you know what I mean? You know he not playing. You know, he had a little quad injury. You know, something you expect from AB, how hard he always goes. So I'm not really worried about him going forward. And it seems like...
Juju B now.
Huh?
Juju B.
Juju B?
Yeah.
All right, we gonna put Juju in. You know what I mean? Juju Bean, you feel me? He gonna that sounds too close to my son, but it's all good. But Juju, man, is probably the most popular Steeler right now, based off, you know, fan votes, based off what I've been seeing. I'm expecting a lot of big things. We're gonna see a lot of stuff from Juju this year that we didn't see last year. Cause he was limited a lot last year.
Yeah, I think Juju would be very effective running the ball.
I think so too, man.
Because football season been gone for so long, I forgot how strong Juju was, yo.
Yeah, man.
He is a grown ass man. He did not look like the youngest player in the league last year.
Nah. Nope.
This was a grown ass man out there. Yo, that kid's future is bright.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, with good health, all he gonna see is wealth,
yeah, man. Yeah, I know. I hope he's not played by injury. He don't have an injury problem, man. Like, I just hope that's not.
I think we're gonna speak it to existence. We're gonna keep talking about it. So, let's go to the other B, right? Boswell. I'm hearing he's getting the extension. You know, I mean, he's working on an extension.
Yeah, he needs to retire still, man.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
I mess with Boswell heavy, man. I mess with Boswell heavy. That's my boy, yeah.
Yeah, it ain't really much to speak on him outside of that, but. Boswell is definitely probably, he's definitely a Steeler for life, man. And we're gonna save 26 for last, so we're gonna keep going through the B's. Vince Williams is his time.
We're not gonna do that, man. I'm a Vince fan, but even he himself said that he draw with that. He's taking it back. He ain't earned that.
All right. If he said that himself. Let's just pick him out the pile and send him over here in his own thing. Cause I think he won't even have to even do that. You know what I mean? I think this is his year. This is his year in the middle. As far as like, I think he can really be a top five, top eight middle linebacker this year.
I definitely agree. Vince Williams. Last year was just him like showing like what he could do, kind of.
Yeah.
That was like his first. That was the first year he started.
And he was playing with a lot of emotion last year. You know what I mean? So it's like he could have been focused, but I feel with Ryan going down, it kind of messed it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But this year he has I don't know if he came to grips with it. I don't know. You know what I mean? But he knows that he's the man in the middle right now. You know what I mean? And matter of fact, we gonna talk more about him and the defense in general. Let's talk about this last B. We talking about number 26, Le'Veon Bell, which every report I see is kind of getting a little more clear that this will be his last year with us, because I'm seeing a lot of praise from James Conner. I'm hearing James Conner came back a little leaner. And a little more versatile. And you know him, you know, if he could drop some weight, you know what I mean? Him dropping that weight, you know that's good for his knees. You know, that was one of your biggest concerns with him.
Man, James Conner is real good to me, man. I hope nobody that hears this is going to think I have any problem against him. But I like him. It's just that knee, man, it doesn't look league ready, or like it doesn't look like it could withstand being in the league.
We'll see how he.
I hope it changes, yo, because every time he gave him the ball, it looked like he got about 9-10 yards every time. He was super explosive.
Yeah, especially on them tosses, them outside runs, and everything.
Yeah, but what I hated, see, that was that damn Todd Haley, bro.
I know exactly what you're about to bring up.
He ran like the same play every time we put him in.
Yep.
Every time he came in the game, it was like, all right, well, we know they're about to run a toss. Or And then what the F? But, yo, I don't even want to be, yo, this, this, he is exactly where he deserves to be. Put it like that.
Yeah.
Sade is exactly where he needs to be. That's his talent level. He has all that talent. It's kind of like the Steelers. He's going to mess it up for them.
Yeah.
All that talent, yo, that Sade is going to be their downfall this year. All that talent they have, he's not going to know what the hell to do with this.
You know what? I think Todd, he might actually have three okay years with them, because the way he run things is like, it's a lot of kids over there. And the way he comes off is like, yo, he should be a college coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a leader of men at all. We always speak on that. You know what I mean? But
I forgot what John was saying.
I don't even wanna keep talking about that lame. You feel me? He a lame, man. You know what I mean? Back to James Conner. Like, James, I'm hearing that he was dominating pretty much all training camp, which means little to nothing, but it's good to see him moving, or hear that he's moving and doing well. You know what I mean?
Oh, James Conner, yeah, I've seen that thing. Him saying he was dominating. Yeah, man, maybe this year is different to him, but maybe that's just a way of trying to, like, play off the Le'Veon thing.
Maybe. Maybe. You already know how NFL teams, you know, they like to spin it in their favor. Le'Veon, so
as much as I love Le'Veon, I'm a Le'Veon fan. Le'Veon's really, I'm starting to get real turned off by the way he's acting.
I don't understand it. I'm like, yo, if you looking at, like, because Bell is not the best player on the team. He might be the second, you know what I'm saying, or the third.
But A.B. is the best player on the team.
A.B. is the standard. When you see a guy like A.B., working his ass off as the number one receiver in the league, and he's acting like he's still in the sixth round. Like, AB has what Tom Brady has as far as, like, willing to go. Don't give a F. It's like late draft picks, knowing they should have been picked earlier and making everyone look stupid about it. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why he was number two on the top 100. He could have been number one. I think Brady only get number one just because of the legacy award. You feel me? But, come on, man. AB sets the standard. And as far as AB had like two or three contract extensions, or, you know, to the point where he needed to get paid. I think it was two. But you didn't see him hold out. You didn't see him talk out. You didn't see him make no music about it. You know what I mean? He came to camp and they rewarded him.
He already knows his worth. Like, he already knew what was up. But it's like, you already the highest paid running back in the league by a lot. It's like, yo, I want to be the highest paid running back in the league by a lot. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I think he deserves. I think he's worth all the money he's asking.
Yeah, I agree.
But at the same time, it's like, yo, I kind of do the organization. Like, you didn't even get the full season yet. I don't think he gave us the over-up, but he already gave us one. I'm not too sure, I don't want to be wrong, but anyways, it's like we're gonna give you a lot of money, but they was all about two million, not even all two million. It's kind of crazy, though. It's like he's penny pinching, man, but I mean hopefully everything, you know what I mean, videos. Flashing
diamonds,
it's like, damn, is that what you
want to
be? You
want to
be a rapper or something? Hey,
if he get his face tatted, we'll know for sure.
Nah,
I'm joking, man.
His priorities might be elsewhere, though. I don't know.
But who knows, man? We don't know him like that, so we don't really know what's going on. We just know what it looked like out here.
Yeah, if you ask the list of Le'Veon, I think you work for that bird you are. I think you deserve it. Both of us. They used to try to work with you. They came very, very close. You got to work with them. Who was the last team that had like a number one or number two running back that won the Super Bowl? Exactly. Like, it's been proven. Like, you know, really need the best running back in the league to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's been proven over and over again. So, yeah. And then you got a bad knee that you took two serious injuries to.
Yeah, man. Like, we'll see. We'll see this year, man. We'll see this year what's going on. You know what I mean?
If he goes off, we're going to give him all that money he asked for. Or he probably rubbed the organization the wrong way for how he did it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But who knows? Only we got a whole season to go through. You know what I mean? I ain't. It's like the longer we were talking about it, the less I started to care about it, man. So like, I'm trying to get into like what we gonna do this year. And we started off the night against the Eagles. Matter of fact, before we even get into that, our defense. We putting in a new package called Dollar. 7 DBs, 2 linebackers, and 2 D linemen, man. How you feel about that?
I don't like the 2 linebackers, 2 D linemen. I'd rather 3 D linemen, 1 linebacker, or 4 D linemen.
I mean, it's what I seen. It said it was put in. It was put in to make teams to run. To make teams run on second and third down.
It was put in for running quarterbacks, basically. Quarterbacks who can move. Running quarterbacks.
No. I'm telling you what I just read. I read that one of the reasons they put it in is to make teams run on second. Because, you know, we will get killed second and long. We'll get killed third and long in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So, like, them putting that together is them making teams run, and that's where the linebackers and the D linemen come into play. You know what I mean? And you have 4 safeties out there. You know, safeties can tackle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's making teams actually. I think it's gonna work out good. It's probably gonna take some time to get used to, but based off the chemistry all the safeties have, and you know the DBs in general, I think we might be good quicker than normal, like quicker than usual, I guess. As far as that go,
yeah, that does sound good, but I also read somewhere too that I was put in for like running quarterback. Maybe we feel that certain about Lamar Jackson. I
doubt Lamar Jackson was like I love the kid, but I doubt that was like the reason.
The Ravens are basically saying that he's gonna start, kinda.
Yeah,
they're almost kind of famous. And for him to come and take a veteran spot that they gave so much money to on the first year, and the Ravens, the coach, he's not no youngin', he's not no stupid dude, I'm not gonna lie. So like for him to do that, he must see that, oh yeah, you're definitely ready to carry this team better than he's doing.
See, the
better
thing,
than my veteran quarterback who won your Super Bowl. You gotta look at that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at that like, yo, this kid is—he's about to be a threat, yo. He's ready. He's for a good coach. Like Harbaugh is like, what? He's probably like fifth best coach in the league, for real, bro.
I would say Belichick 1, Bias Tomlin, like Tomlin 2,
Doug Peterson 3,
Sean Payton maybe 4.
And then Harbaugh,
Pete Carroll is like it's up. You know what I mean? That's up in the air. But I think Pete Carroll kind of dropped down a little bit.
But he's a run there. So for him to make a decision like that, Kev, you gotta respect it. Like, yo, he's seeing something. He knows what's going on. So like maybe we prepare for that because we play. Because they're always like the two problems. The problems we face. Like Cincinnati and the Browns is low key almost kind of guaranteed. Except Cincinnati, they'll put a little fight. But the Ravens, it's a dog fight both games.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Browns is going to be a dog fight for some weird reason. It's always going to be a dog fight. You know what I mean? For some weird reason, it's always a dog fight with the Browns. But you know what I mean? Let's you know what I mean? Cause I know we kind of rushing and all that. But so let's get right into the game, man. I'm looking forward to seeing it's an undrafted guy. He's a returner, Quadri Henderson from Pitt. I'm looking forward to see what he can bring, and I also want to see how the new kickoffs look because I wasn't really paying attention to the Ravens in the Hall of Fame game, so I didn't really see how the kickoffs go work. So I want to see how that how it's set up, because the way I read it, it's kind of like these guys are going to have a conversation of if they can tackle the returner or not. So you know what I mean? So like I don't really know. So I would like to see how that plays out.
I don't understand those rules. I do need to see it myself
because
it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, the guys who you already know, man. The first game, a lot of starters don't really be playing except for the defense. Guys that's out tonight, I don't have it in front of me, but based off of what I remember, AB, Big Ben, Ramon Foster, TJ, and Bud. It might be another guy that's out. Vance McDonald is out. Yeah. I think those guys are the only ones that's out, that's starters, you know what I'm saying? So it's the one that's intriguing to me is Vance McDonald being out. So now it's like, Jesse, what's up? And also gave Xavier Grimble more time. And that guy, I forgot his name, but we just signed another tight end. He was on, I forgot his name. We talked about him. I think his last name, Hodges or something, from Minnesota. And they said he's good. His only downfall is that he can't block a lick. You know what I mean? So it's like, I would like to see, you know, what's going on. It's going to be a dogfight in that tight end position. Definitely.
Why would we keep getting tight ends that can't block? And that's just his problem.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know at all. I don't know. That's something that I would like to see unfold after a while. Let me see, man. I would like, all three quarterbacks outside of Ben is supposed to be playing tonight. I don't know how, you know, the division of labor will be split up, but I pretty much think, you know, Landry will probably get the first quarter, maybe first half. Nah, probably the first quarter. Josh might get the second, maybe the third, and Mason. I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of hard to try to put that together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they're not going to be a little set. It's probably certain. They want to try to see certain guys in certain situations. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's probably not no set. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And I want to see all the year two guys, man. You can count Mike Hill as a year two guy, I guess.
He's not a year two guy? Well, now he's even with Saquon Boston, right?
Yeah, I can't remember at the moment, man. But I would like to see how all the second year guys, you know what I mean, they like, will they fold, sophomore slump, or will they exceed, or some become stars? And then you have a guy like Artie Burns, who I think this is the year we get to see the Artie Burns who was at the U. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm looking forward to seeing. I know I'm not going to see nothing crisp because it's early. It's the first game, but I would like to see something.
This is scary part. What if you do?
What if I do see something?
What if we do see? What if it looks super crisp and everybody's on the same
thing? Hey, man, it would be something amazing and scary at the same time.
Yeah, we usually study the preseason though.
Yeah, I mean, you already know the preseason ain't about wins and losses, you know what I'm saying? It's all based off of who's going to make the roster and who's not. You know what I mean?
What can you do for this team?
Yeah, so it's like, it's certain guys that may not, like Daniel McCullers. We signed him for a year, you know what I mean? But he may not make it. And honestly, I think me, you, and every other Steeler fan still don't know how he made it this far. You know what I mean? Because he barely played. You know what I mean? So it's like it's a lot to be unpackaged, I guess, as the preseason goes.
Who are you talking about?
Daniel McCullers. You too far from the phone too, bro.
Huh?
You too far, it's hard to hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Daniel McCullers, he kinda is a fast story. His combine video was so great. It's like, yo, who is this monster? But then he does nothing.
I'm starting to think that his height is his biggest disadvantage. Because if you really think about it, what D tackle knows, you know, that's taller than 6'2", that's really nasty like that? It's a few last. It's a few probably last decade that, you know, that was probably able to do something. But I think there were, they wasn't noses. Right. I think there were like three techniques. You know what I mean? So it's like.
It's crazy because you're right. Yo, I can't remember the last D-tackle that's going to be dominant.
And like for us, you got to go back to Casey Hampton. You know what I mean? I think Casey Hampton was like
5'11". Yeah, that's not tough.
He probably was shorter than that kid. Casey Hampton was short. Yeah, because NFL probably gave him an inch or two.
Yeah, I think he was like 5'9", bro.
But like, yo, he held it down in the middle. It didn't, like, because it's hard to stand a short guy up from experience. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely hard to, like, try to really get somebody out of there when they short. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But,
like, he's already starting so low.
Yeah.
As soon as the ball snap, he's already down low.
Yeah, man. So.
Especially if he's aggressive, like DJ Roddy.
Yeah. I felt sorry for him a little bit, but nah, he was a part of that team that beat us. But I felt sorry for how his career ended, though. But
yeah, I don't even know how his career ended.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I don't know. He just fell off. It's like him and, like, you probably don't even remember Tommy Harris. He was on the Bears.
Yeah, I do remember.
He was like one of the first fast, like, nose tackles.
That's crazy, yo. He really did just fall off the mat.
Yeah, man. The NFL is a crazy, it's a crazy place, man.
Nah, it definitely is, man. Like, when Steven Jackson, the running back, retired, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
He kind of just fell off. It's like, yo, you were great. You just disappeared.
Like, he averaged like 13,000
a year. Like, that was average for him. But whatever, man. He wasn't no stealer, yeah.
Facts, man. But, you know, it ain't really much to go into, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, we just have to sit and see. So tonight, make sure all y'all tune in, you know what I mean, to the preseason game, Steelers versus the Eagles. You know what I mean? Me and Jersey Connect might go live after the game. It all depends. You know what I mean? It all depends on his schedule. Oh, put the pressure on him. I put the pressure on him live. But but anyway.
Oh, like, but I'm a diamond, baby.
But like,
made no sense.
Only the people that know what that mean. But but yeah, man. So make sure y'all tune in tonight. You know what I mean? It's still a football, man. We back, man. It took a long time, but we back, man. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody doing anything. Shout out to all the podcasters that's not better than us. You know what I mean? Steelers for 7 podcast. You know what I mean?
All day, every day, yeah.
Hey, make sure y'all follow us on IG, Steelers for 7 podcast. We will be going live tonight. You know what I mean? If it ain't me, it's Jersey Connect. If it ain't Jersey Connect, it's both of us. You know what I'm saying? But we going live after the game, maybe during the game. You know what I mean? Or not before the game. But you know what I mean? We gonna talk, man. We gonna talk. I want to talk to everybody. I want to talk to the fans. I want to see what's going on, man. Steelers Nation. We back.
Yes, sir.
Season motherfucking 2. The Steelers for 7 podcast. Even though last episode was season the kicker. But I'm just rambling, man. Make sure y'all follow me as Kev Easy. Follow me Kev Easy everywhere. KEVZ for those who don't spell well. I do judge. You know what I mean? Just for, you know, just because we're wrapping it up. I'm judging. You know what I mean? But I ain't got nothing else to say, man. Jersey Connect, man. You already know what to do.
You already know what it is, Jersey Connect. Just Google it, man. YouTube it, Jersey's Connect. And follow me on Instagram, Jersey's Connect.
Yeah, because someone definitely changed their Instagram name on us. I was like, yo, what the heck? So I was trying to put anyway.
I make it simple for people, man. I just had to make it simple.
Yeah, it is simple. You know what I mean? It's simple. You feel me? But make sure y'all. I keep saying make sure, man. I don't even got to make sure because y'all know better, damn it. Sorry, dog. We're going to get out of here, man. Steelers for 7 podcast, episode 40.
Yeah.
We don't get that shit. Tonight. Hey,
yo, light up.
Listen, crew. Yeah. Put it on proof. None of my friends are new. My homie told me these niggas fools. They think that I but that's fuel. Put it on crew. Got my eyes wide for them folks. Put it on crew. Tommy, they gon' slide. That's the O. Put it on crew. I'ma get an eye to this girl. I'ma put it on crew. Put it on crew. Then my time tryna get my slice. Then I breaking the vibe with a little bit of guys. This life crazy. Used to move pounds in the middle of the night. Whole G's gave me a little bit of vice. Put it on chrome, I'ma get it on slice. Dreamin' free, my little nigga saucy. We would really get it off, yeah. Starting all in the summer, winter coming, I'm the king of north, yeah. I've been trying to get the throne. They been trying to beat me, I've been getting clones. Snakes in the grass, slither on alone. I've been trying to get a known, yeah. All my G's are silent, silence up for the violence. I've been tiptoeing to the top, you ain't hear it, nigga, I'm your kindness. Everything that I do, I done said that I'ma do. We ain't fucking no new niggas, and I'ma put that on crew.
Put it on crew. None of my friends are new. My homie told these niggas fool. They think that I lost it, but that's fuel.
It's cool. Put it on crew. Got my eyes wide for them folks. Put it on crew. Tommy, they gon' slide. That's the O. Put it on crew. I'ma get an eye to this girl. I'ma put it on crew.
I'ma
put it on crew.